Blog Talk Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn with the greatest of care. Hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up and hit the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, or FM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Ceres.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Backstory. Our phone number here is 846-1814. We are recording these half-hour sessions that we have with you and hoping the word will spread. Tomorrow morning, there is a Board of Supervisors meeting, and there will be a couple of public presentations made before the Board of Supervisors. One is going to be made by the treasurer of the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association that supports the Backstory's recall of District Attorney Birgit Flatiger. And Warren will be giving some reasons why the district attorney should be replaced. The Taxpayers Association is, it's an interesting story. It started off a long time ago by a guy by the name of Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas was a radio announcer on K5. Quite frankly, I don't have completely mixed emotions, but in 1999, he assisted in getting me elected mayor of Modesto. I always felt it was an unintentional assistance, but maybe he just went too far. Anyhow, the Taxpayers Association at that time was run by Dave Thomas. He had five or six members, but the name was so good, Taxpayers Association. It has a ring to it. It has an appeal. But Dave Thomas no longer is part of the Taxpayers Association. In fact, he's telling bloggers around that it no longer exists. Well, you know, I have to determine what exactly is a Dave Thomas. He's out of town. He's living in another state. But I'm sure he'll receive word of what we say about his record over the past, actually, 20 years of being involved in community events, political events, that is. He, for years, railed against property taxes, any taxes. But when it came to Measure L, the most important tax this county has ever passed, Dave Thomas took the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association and endorsed it. After many years, he endorsed Measure L. Now, Measure L is a lot of money. Hopefully, they take that money and do with it what they said they were going to do with it. And I think 132 is part of that. But anyhow, Mr. Thomas from far away can say it doesn't exist, but it does exist. Because the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association is now headed by Warren Yates and by yours truly. I took over the name of the Taxpayers Stanislaus Taxpayers Association, the STA, and while it was under the control of Dave Thomas, they had 6 to 10 members. And they kept it that way so that they could keep control. I now have the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association. I am the president and CEO of that organization. And quite frankly, we have a lot more than 10 people. At last count, we think we had maybe over 40. And those 40 people that are joining the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association are doing so because they also support the recall of District Attorney Birgit Flatiger. So it's a two-pronged attack, if you will. The Taxpayers Association will or has endorsed the recall of Flatiger. And the recall paperwork has also been filed to take Flatiger out, as Petrolakis used to say, take him out. But in any event, we're looking forward to spending the next year and a half continuing to expose what's going on in the district attorney's office, and it isn't good. To that end, we'll be talking to Supervisor DeMartini tomorrow morning on his interview with Kirk Bugsy Bunch. He is Bugsy, and Marlissa Ferreira, she's the district attorney. And the other person in the room was John Doran, the county council, and Rob Taro, the deputy county council. They were there to defend and represent Jim DeMartini, the supervisor. The interview was held in his office. Now, we've talked about it. In fact, I think we played it for you Friday. But what you want to do now is go to backstorynews.com, and you should find a transcript of that meeting, that interview.
As well as a link to the radio station that they can listen to.
Yeah, you can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, there's a link from your website to Blog Talk, all the shows.
Okay. And so you can hear it there. So, there's also, well, you know, maybe to give you some incentive, we're not going to play the whole thing. The Jim DeMartini quotes, I think there's three issues here. The first one is in the interview that I had with Supervisor Jim DeMartini, in the interview that I had with him, and this was back in May of maybe, what, 2014?
Probably.
Somewhere in there. And I asked him, I said, how much are we spending on this Carson case? And, you know, sometimes the bee and we also keep referring to it as the Carson case, not revealing that there were 8 people charged in the case. It was the murder of Carrie Kaufman, who was a tweeter and a drug addict in Turlock, right? And so that was, I think, interesting. So point one, DeMartini said, I don't know how much we spent. I guess it's about $3 million, and that's the rumor. Now, you can hear all of this and read it on the Backstory News, or if you go to the Backstory News blog, it'll have the transcript there. So question number one, in answer to Bunch's question on the interview, DeMartini says he heard a rumor it was about $3 million. And I don't see it on the audio clips here. We do have a lot of audio clips. Did you happen to find it, Dave? I don't see it.
One thing. He doesn't recall. Does not recall the cost. I have one. That's added.
Well, let's play that.
Okay. See if that's valid.
Did you say, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, because Carmen says that you said it, that after this case, that if we don't win this case, that Birgit and I will be packing?
That's something he would say. I would never say that.
You never. Well, he's contributing it to you, so.
Well, this, I could probably come up with a long list of things that he said, that, you know, the people that aren't true.
So did you say that or no?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you would say Mr. Sabatino lied about that.
Well, again, if he's, you know, we don't want you to speculate, Jim. Are you
I just can't see myself ever saying something like that. And I hardly know you, so I would, you know, why would I bring you up
right.
into something like that attached to the district attorney?
Right.
I like the district attorney, you know. I just, I get along with her just fine.
Right.
I even did a fundraiser for her one time.
Let's stop that right there.
It's done.
Well, because that's the number three thing that he did. The number three thing was this idea. Notice that Mr. DeMartini was just about ready to call me a liar and then entered, you heard the plea by the county council saying, let's not speculate, Jim. You know, we don't. What he's really saying is don't call him a liar if it's not true. Well, of course it's not true because... it's on tape, but the tape that Kirk Bugsy Bunch has in his office is the tape of the actual show where DeMartini did say that if District Attorney Birgit Flatiger lost the Carson case, she might as well pack her bags. So we'll play that for Mr. DeMartini as soon as we go back and get that show. But actually, the DA's office has the tape because they record our shows. They go to our shows, too. In fact, they're probably our best audience. So let's go back again. Number one was, we think it's $3 million. Now, Mr. DeMartini has had, what, 6 years? 5, 6 years to find out how much money the taxpayers have spent on the malicious prosecution Frank Carson and all the other defendants whose lives were ruined by this vindictive political trial. And once again, a trial that preliminary hearing lasted 18 months. And then they took a year off. And then they started again back in January, I think. And the trial went on for 14 months. And the net result of that was that all eight defendants, all seven defendants, are acquitted already. And there are two left that were assigned to have a trial on their own. And that would be the highway patrolman Walter Wells and Scott McFarland. The other highway patrolman, Quintanero, he was exonerated. He was his case was dismissed.
He got his job back, I think.
Well, I don't know if he wants it back. I think all he wants is his back pay. He doesn't think too much of the politics of the Highway Patrol, and we'll talk more about that. Once again, 846-1814, if you'd like to comment or ask a question. So that takes care of the number two is that DeMartini on that radio show said it's not a good case. This case against Carson and the Atwal brothers and Carson's wife and his stepdaughter and three highway patrolmen, this case, eight people, was not a good case. The witnesses were, as DeMartini described them, convicts, thieves, drug addicts, pretty much the lowlife of the city of Turlock. So the witnesses were all bad. They were witnesses that sometimes were taken out of jail cells as Bugsy Bunch visited the jails to see if he could find anybody that wanted a deal. You want to get out of jail? Give us Carson. Tell us about Carson. And so, you know, those people are easily produced. So maybe here I could just say about Marlissa, because she goes into this interview and she says, well, you know, we had 400 witnesses, and yeah, 15 of them were convicts and not good witnesses, and to imply that the rest of them were good, well, there weren't any good witnesses, and the jury saw right to that, that there wasn't any valid, responsible people appearing for the district attorney. Well, the reason she subpoenaed 400 people, apparently, was not to call them as witnesses, but to define them as witnesses so that they couldn't come to the preliminary hearing. Okay? If you're a witness, they won't let you in the courtroom. And they don't want you to buy transcripts. They can forbid you to buy transcripts. And that's what happened to me. I got declared a witness so that I couldn't go into the courtroom to see what they were doing, and I was not allowed to buy transcripts. Well, that was all turned around because Marlissa and Bugsy Bunch, met with me and Gene Forte, who was a facilitator for me, and we made a deal that I could go into the courtroom at any time. And then, so you say, well, why would she make that deal? Because the judge ordered her to do it. And and the DA herself ordered it to be done. So we have a transcript of Judge Zuniga apologizing to Sabatino. I think that tape is 20 minutes, something like that. We'll play that for you, too, someday. So, $3 million, bad witnesses, and then we played the third one, which was she will be packing her bags. Well, Mr. DeMartini, to prep you for tomorrow morning, let us know. Let us know tomorrow morning. Is it the truth or is it not? Did you say that if she loses the case, she will be packing her bags?
Her and Bunch.
Yeah. Well, that's what Bunch said. Listen to the tape. You'll get a fuller understanding. Well, so that's where we are. We've got the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association. We have the recall. We're preparing the petition, and we're starting to raise money. Now, listen, the Taxpayers Association, there are no dues. Okay, so we probably have four times more members than this guy Dave Thomas ever had. Of course, Dave was a gopher for Mike Zagaris and George Petrolakis. Anyhow, there'll be more of that. If Dave wants any more, he knows how to reach us here. It's 846-1814. Surprised, I picked up the paper this morning. During the trial, the whole trial, the preliminary hearing and the whole trial, there was a blogger by the name of William Thomas Jensen. And Tom is a excellent writer. So those of you that had an opportunity to read his writings, I think you've been properly filled in, because Tom, as I've always known him, has been a man of integrity. But today, he published this letter, or he wrote this letter, to the Modesto Bee. And he said, Carson case was malicious. I was a witness to a malicious and unjustified prosecution in the Frank Carson et al. Murder trial. It was not the first such trial that I have witnessed in Stanislaus County. The Sabatino trial, the Frank Drummond trial, and the A.J. Pontillo trial were all malicious and unjustified. All of these cases were defended as successfully by none other than Frank Carson. There is something sick in our district attorney's office. Our criminal justice system has been weaponized to punish innocent people who have angered those who have power. I hope that our Board of Supervisors will have the courage to step up to the plate and make sure this never happens again. Birgit Flatiger and some of her staff must somehow be removed. The cost associated with their actions will be staggering. Here, Tom Jensen refers to will be staggering. Will be staggering. I'm sorry, I was sort of interrupted here for a moment. The costs have already been staggering. We estimate that there is a figure, the new figure is about $15 million to prosecute Frank Carson at all. Don't forget the other people and their families also suffered. So the cost to this county is going to be greater. We can't even estimate how much greater it's going to be, because $15 million is what they spent. Now, what's going to be the amount of the lawsuits? There should be 12 to 15 lawsuits against Stanislaus County on this malicious prosecution. So anyhow, if you want to join us at the Stanislaus Taxpayers Association, please go to the Backstory News. If you want to contribute to recall Flatiger, please go to the Backstory News. It's been recommended that you not contribute more than $99 in order to preserve your identity so that you don't become a victim of Birgit Flatiger's prosecution.
You mentioned one time that that actually went down to $25.
Yeah, that was Ray Simon's Incumbency Protection Act, that if you ran against Simon, then he wanted you to report anybody who gave you more than $25. Well, what a stroke of genius, Ray. Yeah, what you did is you forced anybody who dare run against you to put up $25. So whoever ran had to go find four people who were willing to give you $24.
Yeah, go up against a CIA agent.
Ray Simon was a phony. He is a phony. And, yeah, he was working for the CIA, he said, because he looked so young. He did the verses, but he was assigned to a Seattle high school where he was searching out communists in the student body. If that's incorrect, Ray, please call in 846-1814. Okay. So, tomorrow morning, Channel 7, if you want to watch Warren, I'll be there. There are a few things that we hope we can cover for you.
What time?
Well, it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah. And then I think, I'm pretty sure that at 5:30 there's a city council meeting. So, you know, I remember as mayor, we had the best show in town. And maybe if we attend some of these meetings, we can create enough interest to make the board meeting show in town. So once again, call your neighbors, spread the word. You're not going to get a whole lot of advertising by the bee. We don't think you will, but we'll ask questions, and we'll ask you to ask questions of the editors of the Modesto Bee. For example, Tom Jensen's letter to the editor, it was nice of him to publish that. And I think we ought to commend the trial was over. They did report it. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow at 11:30.